Barry Campbell, narrator.
This is from Cool Blue Tomb by Paul Compricos. We found a quiet corner of the wharf where we could sit. She glanced around at the fishing boats, the circling gulls, and the camera-toting tourists. Things seem so much different in the daytime, don't they? Eileen, I'm very sorry about Mike. I really liked him. She searched my face with puzzled eyes, as if she were trying to find something she had lost.
I don't understand, she said. What sort of a person are you? After what he did to those people, after what he nearly did to you, Michael could have gotten you killed.
But he didn't, Eileen.
That's still no excuse for what he did to Kip and Geach, and what he did to himself. How could Michael do those things? I'm his sister. I've known him since he was a child. He'd get in fights, everybody in our neighborhood did, but he never gave any indication of being capable of such focused and terrible violence. How could that happen?
I was watching an old fishing schooner outfitted for charter taking out a load of happy day trippers. The boat was under full sail. Pretty. I looked away from the boat and into Eileen's sad blue eyes. This is from Macklin's Women by J.R. Roberts.
I wasn't quite sure where I was. The reason for that was because I was looking at two signposts. The first sign read, Baxterville, Mo, population 500. The second, older sign, crossed out, read, Macklinville, Mo, population 510. I was about to enter Baxterville, Missouri, which had until recently been called Macklinville, a name which rang a bell. I sat a moment, searching through my memory, but when nothing came to mind, I put it aside. With a flick of my wrist, I set my team in motion, and me and my rig were on our way into Baxterville, Mo, population 500. I wondered idly what had happened to the other 10.
This is from Neptune's Eye by Paul Compricos. He put on a pair of wire-rim reading glasses.
Okay, Mr. Private Detective, let's see what we got. The deceased secretary left the lab at 5 p.m.
The rest of the staff quit between 5 and 6, leaving Drake alone in the building. The guy at the gate logged him out at 6:30. The guard remembered you, by the way. He says you were a highly suspicious character.
He's right about that. Any idea of Drake's movements after he left the building?
Not a lot. One of the guys from the lab was out on the shore road out toward the lighthouse and saw Drake's car drive by.
Did he actually see Drake driving?
We asked him the same thing. It was dark. He can't be sure.
Was there anything in Drake's appointment book?
Funny you should mention that. He had an S beside 7:30. Nothing scheduled after that. I'd guess the S was you. I'd also guess that he got detoured.
It's not the first time I've been stood up and won't be the last. Got any suspects?
Finch was pinning the whole case on you, so we got to start fresh. If we concentrate on angry ex-husbands, ex-girlfriends, and ex-wives, we should start to narrow the list down to 100 suspects in about 10 years.